Hello, this is Yoki Wendos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. In the last Dharma Talk, I have talked about the one of the eight, the light path, which has been taught in the very beginning in the Parinibbana Buddhism. Well, I thought maybe some people wonder, so what are the sevens are? So I would like to talk the second one, which is the light words. Well, words are important in Buddhism. Well, even though the Zen say that we are not standing on the words, Furyu Monji. Because when we say karma, it's the karma of the three karmas. Karma of the action, karma of the image or mind, and karma of the words, what you say in your by your mouth. So one basic thing that you have to aware of it is that your body, your action and words have to be equal, which means that you have to be responsible to the word, words that you give to others. Yes, some people say, I do this and never do this. And people who don't be responsible to the words will not be trusted. And once you not be trusted, it's gonna be difficult to live in life. Just think about it. If the timetable of the train were not trustable, we don't prefer to get on this train. And why the words are important in Buddhism is because it's simple. Sutras are the words. Mantra are the words. And the bow of the Bodhisattva are the words. And if you can't trust the words, what are you practicing with? If the mantra is not trustable, what are you practicing with? The practice has no value then. So as any religion says that don't lie is because the Holy Scripture, Bible, all other words, and as Buddhism say, it's the words are the spirit. The Bible even say that the words are the God. The words can lift up the people's energy. By being praised, people's potential can be manifest. And even the words can damage the people's spirit too. Just like a knife, it can kill people and it can cook good, nice food with it. Well, many people are not aware of this, but says words, subconsciously, people are repeating the words in themselves subconsciously. Some people are repeating not so positive words that as, oh, it doesn't work well, it doesn't work well, oh, my health's getting worse. Or some people are repeating positively, oh, I'm getting better and better, oh, everything's going to be okay. So be careful what words are you repeating subconsciously, whispering to you, yourself. This is makes big difference in your future. And of course, who has the custom to say positive words to other people? Automatically, more easy, subconsciously repeating to oneself and to positive words as well. The only conscious study in the Mahayana Buddhism says that the words are the seed. And seed go to Araya conscious, which is the eighth consciousness, the deep inside of subconsciousness. And when the seed is repeated, planted, finally start growing and it will manifest in, appears in the phenomenon. And you have to know that you don't need any effort to repeat negative words. It's because we are sharing the human, all human beings are sharing the karma, the negative karma. And automatically, we receive all those negative karma from the world. And if you don't put effort, you just flow with the negative stream of the karma. You need effort to repeat positive words in yourself, also to others, and you need really practice to make it as your subconsciousness pattern. You know why we are sharing the negative karma of the human being and automatically we are receiving them? It's because this is what the human world are for. The life is for to transform the negative karma to the light and create positivity. This is what life is for, and this is what the human world is for. But most of the people are not aware of this, so they complain when something, problem, difficulties happens, and they think that when something good happens, they think it's gonna continue forever, and be arrogant. And if you realize that life is a game, how to solve the problems, and if it's a game, how to play, you have to learn the rule, and the rule is the principle of the universe. For example, if you live altruistically, you get more points. If you give positive words to others, you get more points. And if you be negative to others, you get minus points. If you say also even to yourself, if it's negative, repeating negative words to yourself, you're losing the points. And positive words, your points are increasing. Yeah, people have to learn the rule of this game of the life. And remember, no one enjoys the game if the victory is perfectly guaranteed. Right? It's boring. If you know you win always, what's the fun for? Because you don't know how, if you win or not. And the process of the playing games, you learn the rules one by one. Well, some people don't learn how to win. But there is a principle how to win. And you have to learn it to enjoy the game. So I hope you enjoy the game, how to solve the problem, where is the principle of the game, what is the principle of the game, rule of the game, and where is the principle, how to win. May you and people around you and people in the world awaken to this reality, what is life for? To enjoy and to have fun and to win the game, transform the negative karma of the human being to the light.